If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't check out when things don't change. Let me say that again. Real men don't check out when things don't change. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to address a very sensitive topic for the men who out there who are going through a particular tough season in their lives. And who knows, that man could be you right now. It could be your marriage where you find yourself separated from your wife. Or maybe your wife is threatening divorce. Or maybe your wife is still in the house, but she feels more like a roommate to you than a teammate. Now, yes, I know you're not totally blameless in this situation, but you've repented, you've turned from your wicked ways, and you're trying to do things right, the right way, God's way. You're making changes, but nothing seems to be changing. Or maybe it's not your marriage. Maybe it's your financial situation. You've decided to be a faithful steward of the resources that God has given you, and you cut out your frivolous spending, stop putting things on credit, attempting to live within your means, and even your wife is on board with you. However, you're still struggling to make ends meet. Or maybe you've lost your job and now you're looking to God saying, really? Or maybe it's not your marriage or your finances, but maybe it's a besetting sin like porn, alcohol, or marijuana. Well, you feel guilty about it and you've repented, sought accountability, and you're finally getting serious about your relationship with God. However, you still find yourself slipping up, falling off the wagon and giving in to temptation, and now you're too ashamed to tell anyone about it. And now you're thinking to yourself, God, I just don't get it. I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm spending time reading your word. I'm praying. I'm seeking your face. I'm attending church, but nothing's changing. What more can I do? You're God. Why don't you do something about this? Don't you even care about your boy? Now, can any of you relate to this? Because personally, I've been there and I occasionally revisit there every once in a while. And it seems like the only thing worse than being stuck in between your now and God's not yet is when you seek godly counsel from other people who give you Christian platitudes like, brother, just keep on praying. Man, you know, all things work together for good. God has a purpose for everything. And of course, my favorite response is from Celebrate Recovery, AA, SAA, and those other 12-step programs, which I've been a part of. And it's the Serenity Prayer. And they say, pray that prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, please don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying this is bad or that the stuff they're telling us isn't true. But let's get real. None of this changes how you feel when your life doesn't change. So the question is, what do you do? Well, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm going to suggest a radical approach to what we need to do if things don't get better. Now, I must tell you, it's probably not going to make you feel any better, but I can promise you it'll give you more peace than you're currently experiencing right now. Now, how do I know this? Because that's what it's given me. And Romans 2:11 says, God isn't a respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. That means what he's given me is available to you also. So are you ready? When you've done all that you can, taken all you can take, given all you've got, and tried all you can try, God doesn't ask that you pray more, try harder, cry louder, or run faster. All he wants you to do is what Paul, John the Baptist, Elijah, King David, Joseph, Moses, and Abraham all did when their change didn't come, even when they were faithful. And that's by continuing to do five things. That's seek God, serve God, honor God, trust God, and love God. Now, I know that's probably not the earth-shattering answer you were hoping to hear, but I can tell you, it's the only pathway to peace when life or God doesn't make sense. First, seek God. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." So when change seems distant, continue to seek God's face, not just his hand. Two, serve God. In Mark 10:45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So when things don't change in your life, continue to focus on serving God, even through your suffering. I said third, honor God. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul writes, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." So when change is coming slower than you would like it to come, continue to honor God with your praise in spite of your pain. Fourth, trust God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." So when you're desperate for change, continue to trust in the God who never changes and who promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And fifth, love God. Even if the change you're looking for never comes, continue to love him anyway. Why? Because he first loved us. And he said in Deuteronomy 7:9 that he is faithful and he keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Wow. So don't allow your unchanging circumstances to change your love for God. So if your wife refuses to change, continue to seek God in your marriage. When the next unexpected bill shows up after you've given your last, continue to serve God anyway. When your job situation gets worse before it starts to get better, continue to honor God on your job anyway. If your ex-wife continues to use your children as a weapon against you, continue to trust in the God who loves your children even more than you do. And if God doesn't heal your dying parent, regardless of how much you've prayed, continue to love the God who loved you enough to bless you with that parent. No, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I am saying that if you want to experience the peace that transcends all understanding, it's going to be necessary. Never make your seeking, serving, honoring, trusting, and loving God be based on your situation or your circumstances changing, but rather always rooted in your commitment to God and his unchanging hand. Because we know that real men don't check out when things don't change. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, every week I love to share podcast reviews from our listeners, and I choose them at random. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review, I may actually read yours on the air. Well, I pulled this one this week, and this one came from, I guess it's Chris Tay Awesome, right? Chris Tay Awesome. And he writes, he said, "I told Dr. Joe that I'd write a review and I never did. Here's the thing. This man is the real deal. He's genuine. I wouldn't have known had I not tried it for myself or talked to him myself. As I traveled, this podcast was a lifeline for me. Dr. Joe doesn't sugarcoat. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear. Instead, he does his best to deliver the difficult and essential truth straight from the Bible. And every time I hear it, I leave feeling empowered to be a stronger man. I don't know if any of you reading my review know this, but people don't do things like that for the community often, if at all. Give the podcast a listen. Don't put it off." And thank you, Chris Tay Awesome. I appreciate that 5-star review in Apple iTunes for us. That really blesses my heart. And like I said, if you submit a podcast review, who knows, I may read yours on the air. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the hearts and lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.